Kevin Gibson loves it in his own apartment.
It's a great feeling to like be able to live on your own.
That is a rare accomplishment for someone with autism, a developmental disorder that can cause communication difficulties and social awkwardness. But every morning, Kevin gets ready and walks to MGIP, the law firm where he works.
I'm a file clerk. When I have files returned to me, I put them back on the shelves, and they're in numerical order. How's it going?
Firm partner Martin Geisler says out of 130 applicants, they selected Kevin.
We were looking for somebody for our file room that would remain in place for several years and not just have somebody there for 6 months.
He says Kevin is a perfect fit.
He is one of our most punctual employees, you know, and he takes great pride in his work. So when he comes in every single day, you know, he does not get bored of the task at hand.
Adults with disabilities, from autism like Kevin to blindness or partial paralysis, face special challenges in the job market.
How's it going with finding them?
Job coaches like Lauren Goldschmidt help them find suitable work.
We often start with situational assessments, which are opportunities to try out different jobs to really look at what's going to be a best fit for that person.
Goldschmidt, a counselor with ServiceSource, helped Kevin find this job.
With Kevin, we did a lot of work with mock interviews, so really doing role plays to prepare for how to answer the questions, eye contact, body language in an interview.
She still visits Kevin at work once a month.
She just tells me some of the things that I need to work on more and if I messed up or something.
Kevin's mother, Mary Lou Nugent, says her son was diagnosed with autism when he was 18 months old.
They couldn't communicate with sentences or words. You would ask, do you want some juice, Kevin? And instead of saying yes, he'd say, juice, Kevin. And that was a sign to us that something was up with his communication skills.
Kevin's father, Fred Gibson, says various programs and therapies his son received helped him develop important skills.
The fact that he is autistic doesn't mean that he's not smart. And he's very smart. He's curious. He's interested in the world around him.
It's definitely a hot rod for some of the pilots.
And Kevin shares his father's passions.
I've always enjoyed airplanes and air shows. So he likes going to airplanes and air shows.
This one, the star of the movie Top Gun.
Kevin's future plans include airplanes.
I thought that when I retire, I'm going to move to Texas and open up a airplane hobby shop.
Thanks to his early diagnosis and treatment, services that are still not available in many other parts of the world, Kevin has an achievable dream. For writer Faiza El Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.